inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
In this edition of Garden Talk, as promised last week, we continue with the theme of trimming and maintenance of our perennials and trees. And this week we focus on dividing primroses. And with us on the line is Master Gardener Ed Byarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
So should we do it just like, say, rhubarb and just take a shovel and just kind of split them in half?
Well, it depends on varieties. And we're talking about dividing those plants which have already bloomed in the spring, back in May and maybe early June. And this time of year, they are putting on a new flush of growth. But again, gardeners may have very large clumps that can be divided. Maybe they want to propagate, like me, I mean, I propagate them to sell more. But people may want to share with other friends. They may want to have bigger, more patches of them. So the time of year is good because they're putting on a new flush of growth and new roots that will take them through the fall and winter. And also they are making the nutrients, the carbohydrates in their leaves, to store for next year's flowering and growth. So the denticulatas, the drumstick primroses that are very common around Juneau, the big balls of flowers on top of stems, lavender, white, and pink, are really easy if you dig up the whole clump, wash the soil off with a hose or in a wheelbarrow or something like that. The individual plants that are in that clump will pretty much just fall apart, or you can easily pull them apart. I'll take those, I'll clip them back, I'll clip the roots back to about 3 or 4 inches, and the tops the same way with just a pair of heavy-duty scissors, and then replant in some rich garden soil. And you can plant them in kind of spaced clumps of, say, 3 or 4 of these plants, about 6 inches apart. Next year, the largest ones of your divisions will still flower, and certainly the year after that they'll flower, and you'll have a nice big new clump again that you don't have to divide for some years.
And other varieties you might want to have to just kind of carefully clip apart the roots,
yeah,
or the rhizomes?
Certainly. The Julies or the Julie hybrids, those are the low-growing ones. Usually grow various common ones. Dorothy is one of them, and there's some of the others that are pink flower, pink, red, white flowering varieties. Those you dig up the clump, and because they're attached to each other as they multiply by a rhizome, those you have to cut apart. And so, again, you decide how large a chunks that you want. And you want to have 3 or 4 growing points on the tops of those. Again, you may want to clip some of the leaves on those. And the roots usually aren't so long as those of the denticulatas. And then, again, replant them into clumps of, say, 3 or 4 plantlets. Again, maybe 4 inches apart. By next year, they should just about grow into a new clump. And again, you'll have plenty more to either share with friends or to plant a larger, maybe a border of these that you may want.
And very briefly, we're running out of time again, but just a little bit of compost fertilizer when you replant them?
Certainly, yes. Mix in, yeah. I mean, if you have good, rich soil, however you make it, whether it be with chemical fertilizer or organics, that will help. And then again, also then think about this fall using the spruce boughs and stuff to help cover them over so that it slows down the freezing, thawing action that we had so much of this past winter that did a lot of damage to many of the plants that some of them didn't survive or look kind of puny.
And you could probably also use a little bit of gardening fabric then too as well.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, and in fact, for initially, the cool, moist weather is great for dividing. If you happen to hit a sunny spell after you just planted this stuff, using that remay, that horticultural fabric over them, that actually provides a little bit of shade and holds a little bit of moisture in there. I mean, if you want to water them anyway, maybe Mother Nature's going to take care of that afterwards. But you do want to make sure that they stay moist until they get reestablished, and you'll see them growing new leaves. The old ones may very well wilt down.
Okay.
So...
All right.
Grow well.
All right. Ed Byarski, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Matt.